Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
College football game time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is brought to you by ESOG, Engineered Solutions of Georgia, a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. It's time for us to head back out on the wait4.com hotline. Welcome in Brandon Adams from Dog Nation Daily. Brandon, kind enough to spend a few minutes with us as we get set to talk Georgia and Mississippi State. And Brandon, we know it's going to be JT Daniels tonight. What do you expect from JT Daniels at quarterback in his first game in a Georgia uniform?
Well, first of all, before I say that, let me just say I love the way that Randy always gets fired up every time the fight song plays. That's kind of a nice thing to know. After all these years, the tunes, the notes of Glory Glory still gets Randy going. Y'all might need to keep that in mind. If he ever starts energy fading late in the show, just fire up that fight song.
You have no idea, Brandon.
Back on for the rest of the
show.
You
have no idea.
Oh yeah, BA. I mean, and I need that burst right just then and there, because you know, when you start, that energy level starts going down. Oh yeah, man. That always peps me up, man.
Makes me very happy to hear that. Hopefully the energy for Georgia will be high tonight as well. As you said, you know, the expectation is that there'll be JT Daniels. ESPN has outright reported that it will be. Other outlets have kind of said the same thing here. And I thought it was also kind of interesting, if you listen to game day this morning, you know, while saying that Daniels is going to start, there was also a little bit of a maybe kind of a dampening of the expectations for how well, you know, he should play, you know, when he does go out there tonight. And I guess I'm probably kind of, you know, buying into that a little bit too. I think that Daniels has a chance to be a good quarterback at Georgia, but I'm also of the belief there has to be some reason that he hasn't been playing up until now, whether it's health related or, you know, a coach's decision, whatever else. I mean, people can debate what the actual reason was. The fact that he's only just now playing at least means something to me. So, therefore, you know, Georgia fans who hope this is the offensive breakout they've been waiting for, they may get some of that tonight. But the honest truth is, I don't know if it's going to be quite as satisfying as a lot of Georgia fans hope that it's going to be.
And that's the thing, B, and I was going to get your opinion on this. If he does go out there and play lights out, and I mean, one reason he might play lights out because it's Mississippi State, and we know they're not a good football team. But we were talking earlier before you came on, and I was curious, what do you think the throw meter will be? Do you think he'll be upwards towards 20 or somewhere around the 15 area?
Yeah, I hope they let him throw a lot. Otherwise, what's the point of any of this? I mean, Georgia, I mean, everybody knows. I don't care if you only halfway pay attention to this stuff. Everybody knows that Georgia can play a little bit of defense and run the ball a little bit and beat Mississippi State, as you said before. Not only are they, a very bad team, I mean, they're not even, you know, coming close to matching the spread in most of the games they've played thus far this season. So you hope that Georgia takes the offense out for a spin a little bit, not just because it's JT Daniels making his debut, but it's also kind of the back half of the season for Todd Monken in his first year as offensive coordinator. So I hope they let him, you know, throw the ball around some. I don't think they'll throw it, you know, 100 times or anything like that. But, you know, I hope they do give him a chance to just kind of show what he's capable of doing. But also, let's see how much the Monken offense has grown over the course of the year. And for a lot of these young Georgia receivers or less than fully experienced Georgia receivers, you know, if you're a Georgia fan, I think you'd say, you know, those guys need to get some experience so that they can be, you know, even more ready for next season. So, you know, from an offensive fine-tuning standpoint, I do think this game really matters for Georgia this evening.
I think maybe Brandon, in some ways, with injuries and just coming off Florida and the whole quarterback situation, maybe not playing was kind of a blessing in disguise last week for Georgia. Just give them a chance to just kind of clear the cobwebs and just kind of get everything back to where they want it.
You may be right about that, John. And, you know, I think in the case of Georgia, I'm not quite sure they saw it that way. I do think they were chomping at the bit. And, you know, maybe stewing a little bit because of the fact they weren't happy with the way they played against Florida. Maybe it makes them a little bit more fired up and ready to go, you know, right now. I mean, I think there is a little bit of a curiosity to see, does this team still want to be a part of this season? We see lots of examples of teams across college football that apparently they may not want to. They may be about done, you know, guys thinking about their next phase or just thinking about next year. Georgia at least seems to be saying all the right things, but they aren't that way. They are eager to play for pride and, you know, whatever else is kind of on the line here. So we'll find out. You know, defensively speaking, Georgia, which has really looked bad in its last two really big games, you know, there should be no reason why the Mississippi State offense, if this Georgia defense is locked in tonight, there should be no reason why the Mississippi State offense moves the football at all. Because since LSU, they really haven't done that whatsoever. Even the one win they had a couple of weeks ago against Vanderbilt, I think they had fewer than 200 yards of total offense there that day. So this is at least some measuring stick for how focused Georgia really is, how much they really want to play out the remaining, you know, level of these games. Because if the Georgia defense is ready to show up and ready to play, it ought to be, you know, something pretty close to a shutout on the Mississippi State side, because that offense right now is terrible.
Brandon Adams of Dog Nation Daily with us here on College Football Game Time, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brandon, in light of the what we think will be a quarterback change for Georgia, do you feel like the off week came at a good time for the Dogs, the unexpected bye they got last week?
Well, I will tell you, the difference in opponent matters here a bit, because while I can go through and tell you things you already know about the Mississippi State team not being very good and the Mississippi State offense not, you know, quite being, you know, very good this season, defensively they really haven't been that bad. I had Dave Neal on my show this week who's going to call the game for the SEC Network. He was talking about that, and I think you look at the numbers, you do see some of that. They are second in the SEC in passing yards allowed per game. They're third in the SEC in yards per attempt, or I should say yards per play allowed so far this season. So when it comes to being a little bit of a stingy defense, you don't think of Mike Leach teams being that way, but the Mississippi State defense has been way better than the offense. I mean, you think about all the reasons why the Maroon Bulldogs have only won two games this season. You can't blame the defense for that. So the one thing with the layoff is that Georgia is playing a better defense today than it would have been had Daniels made his debut on the road last week at Missouri. So when you're trying to figure out how well he's going to play, I do think you have to factor in the fact that, you know, Mississippi State playing a 3-3-5, a little bit of an unusual defensive alignment, you know, kind of creative about how they bring some pressures. I mean, you know, there is a way in which that can actually be a little bit of a challenge for Daniels today. So that's probably worth paying attention to.
Hey, two things, B.A. Monk and Coach Monk, what only way he would not be the offensive coordinator next year is if he gets another job. That's one. And then Will Muschamp and Bobo, do we bring them all home?
Well, listen, first of all, on the Munkin part of this, I think you're absolutely right about that. For as bad as Georgia's been offensively, I really don't get a sense that Munkin's shouldering the blame for this very much. Now, I do think he's an upwardly mobile guy, and I'm sure he's looking for a chance to be a play caller in the NFL again or a head coach in college again, things that he's been before. But on the basis of this year, I'm not quite sure how much ammunition he has to argue for one of those jobs. So my guess is that Todd Munkin's back again next year, and certainly there's no pressure on him from a Georgia standpoint of being pushed out the way that James Coley probably was last season. As far as Muschamp and Bobo go, you know, I think they're both really good coaches. I will say the last time that Will Muschamp was a defensive coordinator, it was not a very successful season at Auburn before he went to South Carolina as head coach. They were barely in the top 100 that year. So I think that for Muschamp, I'm not quite so sure he's the golden hire as a defensive coordinator right now, the way that some people think that he might be. In Bobo's case, I do think he's a good offensive coordinator. I know that's controversial with some Georgia fans. They don't all agree with that, but I do think that Bobo's a pretty sharp offensive mind. But honestly, I'm not quite so sure what his willingness to come back to Georgia is right now, given the fact that maybe he had a chance to this past season and, you know, somehow, some way ended up somewhere else. I also don't know there's currently room for him on the current coaching staff either. So if I had to guess, Bobo and Muschamp are both assistants somewhere at a high-profile level. I don't think either guy is back at Georgia. I think there's still a chance that Bobo remains offensive coordinator at South Carolina for a number of reasons.
Brandon, we were talking earlier in the show, never too early to start bowl predictions, and I thought some of the ones that I've seen are pretty fun. Several of them that have the idea of Georgia and Cincinnati here in Atlanta in the Peach Bowl. How intriguing of a matchup. I think it's a fantastic matchup. Not where Georgia, I know, wants to be, but at the same time, that to me would be a fun matchup to see how they stack against one of the better defenses in the country.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would probably say that because, as you said, you know, what Luke Fickell's done there has been, you know, really pretty impressive. I think for a lot of Georgia fans, there's the thought of, as you said, you know, expectations at the beginning of the season of who you might be playing in a bowl game. A group of five opponents, probably not, you know, the first name that comes to mind there. But listen, if you know, Georgia has fallen as far as it has in terms of where it started the preseason, if the landing spot ends up being a New Year's Six type bowl at the end of the season, even if it's just against an American Athletic Conference type team when it's all said and done, I guess if that's as bad as it gets, it's not that bad for UGA fans, but certainly more along the lines of a big time Power Five, you know, name brand type of team. When Georgia thought it'd be playing in the postseason, I'm sure a lot of Georgia fans were hoping it'd be more a team like that they'd get a chance to see play. But listen, that's not to say that if Georgia did match up against the Bearcats, certainly Cincinnati would have a very good chance of winning that game because of the stuff they've been, you know, doing all season long.
Talking Georgia football with Brandon Adams this morning. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, Dog Nation Daily. Brandon, kind enough to spend a few minutes with us as we talk Georgia and Mississippi State. Let me ask you about Mississippi State today, Brandon. The fact that they're playing with low numbers, you've already talked about how this team has struggled. What do you think the impact is of Mississippi State coming into this game today with quite possibly less than 50 active players?
Well, first of all, I think Mississippi State deserves a lot of credit for this. As I said before, there's a lot of examples around college football of games that maybe could have been played that haven't been played. And, you know, no one wants to dig too deep to find out why not. But in a year in which I think everyone's working as hard as they can to get the games on the field, the teams that are willing to try to find a way to say yes as opposed to a reason to say no deserve some credit, Mississippi State included here. Now, obviously, a lot of these players there without are, you know, maybe because of their own doing. It seems like Mike Leach had a hard time, you know, forming relationships with current players, which is probably a problem for them to deal with during the offseason. But at least they're showing up and playing today. In terms of how much it impacts the game and the point spread, Georgia 25-point favorite, I guess I'm not 100% sure about that. One of the opt-outs this week was Nathan Pickering, a defensive lineman, a guy that had a couple of sacks. So some of the players that won't be playing, or at least guys who've contributed, you know, I don't know that it changes the outcome of the game necessarily, even the margin of victory, just given the fact that they're playing with fewer players. But they are clearly making a decision that not every program would make, and the SEC needs these games to happen. So good for Mississippi State for finding a way to do it.
The last one, B.A., we got about Tuesday. How important is it for Georgia to look good today?
I think it's really important. I mean, I think you see the teams that are playing the best, most likely win the national championships, they're the teams that are fun to watch. And Georgia being fun to watch today, I think, could be a little bit of an on-ramp to a better success in 2021.
Brandon Adams, Dog Nation Daily. Brandon, appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Brandon.
Real quick, before you get out of here, do we see the black jerseys tonight from Georgia?
I think we will see black jerseys from Georgia, and I'll see everybody on our Dog Nation post-game show after the game on all the Dog Nation video channels with myself and Terrence Edwards, the former Georgia wide receiver.
All right, B.A.
Thank you, Brandon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.